Where's all the hoopla? Where's the press? Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. With 2014 half over now, let's take stock of our investments, so to speak. Actually, everybody knows the stock market keeps making new highs. It's reported all the time, everywhere. But what were some of the top performing global financial investments for the first half of 2014? Actually, gold and silver. Although both were edged out by a Spanish and an Italian stock index, both precious metals outperformed the S&P 500. Alert the press, they seem somehow to have missed the news. Silver medals usually go to second place finishers, but for the month of June, silver was the best overall performer, with gold the runner-up. Oil came in a few places behind, but gold, silver, and oil all beat the S&P 500. It's never a surprise to me when gold, silver, and oil start to move, since I wrote a bestseller about how to survive a currency crisis with gold, oil, and what my publisher chose to call other unconventional investments. The currency crisis has not even really begun to materialize, but the authorities have been pouring fuel on what will eventually be a bonfire of global proportions. Just in the last 12 months, the world's top five central banks have printed up another $1.4 trillion that will help fire the conflagration. The situation is so incendiary that even the central banker's central bank is warning about it. In its 2014 annual report, the Bank for International Settlements says this frenzy of cheap made-up money is creating euphoric conditions in the stock and bond markets, creating dangerous risk and misallocating capital. Or you could simply describe it as a massive monetary bubble. Claudio Borio, head of the Monetary and Economic Department at the Bank for International Settlements, said, "There is a disappointing element of deja vu in all of this." It would be wise to listen to him, since he warned about the Greenspan Bernanke bubble as well. So in this volatile environment, how has the 2014 performance of gold and silver gone so little noted in the financial press? Well, it always has juicier things to cover. For example, Janet Yellen's new role as the head of the Fed has brought her a big security detail, and that means oversized vans and armed bodyguards and SUVs that go racing around her cul-de-sac. Her neighbors in the Homeowners Association are not amused. And that story got big play yesterday. A lot of the stories the financial press covers are the kinds of things that you would expect in a very toppy bubble environment. In reporting on the Bank for International Settlements warning, a Wall Street Journal editorial writer pointed to yesterday's story in the journal that Blackstone Group, the private equity shop, plans to start a hedge fund to make, quote, big, bold bets that it can pitch to wealthy clients. Well, he could have done his readers a favor and pointed to gold's renewed stirring after a couple of years of trending lower. But the financial press doesn't really understand much of this stuff about fiat money. They don't really understand the outrageous wealth transfer that goes with the Fed's legalized counterfeiting either. And they certainly don't understand the harm the malinvestment driven by the Fed creates to our general prosperity. But they are dazzled by shiny ties, academic degrees, especially from Princeton, and Washington officials who are driven around in big limousines. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.